Thank you. We're going to start the special board meeting of June 29th. I've got June 9th. I got about 1700 hours or 5 p.m. If we could go with item number one, which is call to order. Can we have a roll call? Make sure we have a quorum.
Director Mabee.
Here.
Director Merchant.
Here.
Director Butler.
Here.
Director Janko.
Here.
Thank you.
Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda as written?
So moved.
I'll second it, Ms. John.
We have a second. Those in favor, we have to do a voice just because we're on Zoom.
Roll call. Director Mabee.
Aye.
Director Merchant.
Yes.
Director Butler.
Yes.
Director Janko.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number three is comments from the public. Due to the fact that it's a special board meeting, only comments will be taken specifically to the agendized items. Again, we're going to keep it within 3 minutes. There will be under item four, an opportunity for open public testimony period. So if you want to wait and address it there, that is fine. Otherwise, do we have somebody that wants to speak specifically on the agenda? All right, hearing none. We're going to go on to item number four, which is the application statements that we have for the two individuals. And I want to start off, first of all, Morrison, thank you for putting your name in. And Martin, thank you as well. To the other board members, I asked Amelia to send you what the process is should we come to a stalemate and unable to pick one or the other gentleman. There is a very set process for these things. In a prior life, I know that fire districts I worked for and did a couple of times go all the way to the County Board of Supervisors. So is it unusual? Yes. Is it uncommon? The answer is no. The other issue I want to mention just before we get moving on this is if we can't come to an agreement tonight, I have no problem moving it over, putting it on the agenda for next board meeting as well, and we can have further dialogue between now and then. And then if we still don't reserve it, or I'm sorry, we don't come to a consensus, then move it to the county at that time. But we can discuss that a little bit later. The one thing I want to just, and I'm preaching to the choir here, I just don't want to, as we discuss this or follow up questions, get into something that shouldn't be dragging these people into. So if we realize earlier than later that we're at a stalemate, then we can let the next steps of the process go. So I just wanted to say those things. So with that said, any questions from the other board members? All right. I have here that for the applicant statements, it's 3 minutes each. Directors may ask follow-up questions of each of the applicant statements. I would just ask the other board members if we let the applicants fill their time, and then we can do the follow-up questions. So we can probably just take notes and address either something that was said or not said, or then the follow-up questions. So with that, I've got on my agenda that it's a Martin N. Pohl is the first applicant.
Great. Thank you, Tim, and thank you to the other board members for letting me present myself today. My wife and I have lived in Rancho Murrieta for about 27 years. I'm a registered civil and structural engineer that's been practicing in the profession for like 52 years. I was a past partner of an architectural engineering firm and served as a principal structural engineer and the chief financial officer of the company. Right now, I'm semi-retired. I work part-time designing bridges and buildings. And I think my engineering background has trained me to research the issues and seek input and solve problems, and that's what I want to bring to CSD. I've had extensive experience in the community. I was on the MTI board for 6 years as their treasurer. I was on the RMA board for 6 years as a treasurer. I have some experience in budgets and reserves. So I think it's really important that the board members make sure that CSD is really fiscally sound and has enough resources to maintain its aging infrastructure. So that's what I want to bring to the table. I don't have any personal agendas. I just want to make sure I can research the issues and listen to concerns of the public that we serve. So I did run for the director position in 2018. When I was at MTI, I worked on organizing some maintenance processes and developing inspection process to manage the reserves, because at the time the reserves were terrible. And so we put a lot of emphasis into that to make sure we had money to do the future reserve expenses that came up. When I was on the RMA board, I helped develop budgets and provided oversight for the reserve studies. I was on a number of committees to help build the community center that never went through. I worked on the committee to develop the North Gate. And so I've had some experience in working with other board members to find good solutions for the community. So hope that I could serve CSD with my experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Board members, do we want to hear from both and then do the follow-up questions, or do you have follow-up questions for Martin and then we can move over to Mr. Graff? I'm open either way.
Hey, Tim, it's John. I think we ought to hear from them both first, and then we go back and ask the questions. That way we have everything in front of us.
Perfect, and that was going to be my suggestion, so thank you. Morrison.
Don't mind, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
Linda.
Morrison, you're up next, and you've got 3 minutes, if you would, sir.
Okay. First off, I guess, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Just making sure all this computer stuff is working. Hi. Obviously, most of you guys know me since I was a CSD board member from 2015 through 2018. My background is in project management, construction, engineering. I'm a registered civil engineer. I was vice president of a construction company for 20 years. Ended my career working at Sutter Health Building, managing their facilities retrofit and replacement program, which is it was supposed to be a $6.5 billion program, turned into a $10 billion program by the time we got done. I feel that my background in terms of working with teams of people, understanding problems, getting the solutions, is my forte. Probably the biggest experience I think that I can bring to this is my experience on the CSD board. I am off now, for a year and a half. So I've been out of the loop for a year and a half, but most of the problems that I think you're dealing with now are all the same problems we were dealing with back then. Because of being on the board, obviously I know the district. I was on the improvements committee during the whole time I was on the board. So I know all the facilities. I've walked the water treatment plant, the sewer treatment plant, the CIA ditch, the lift stations, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm very aware of the infrastructure of the district. I've also had experience, number one, filling vacant positions. Number two, also going through these, I've gone through several budget cycles and even a 218 process during the time I was on the board. So in terms of being able to get on the board and jump right into it, I think my familiarity with not only just the district, but also all the other things that go with being a director. I've filled out all the Form 700 and the Form 470 for the state on economic interests and gone through the trainings, the ethics training, the sexual harassment prevention training, best practices training, even did some time at the Special Districts Leadership Academy. So I understand what the board member needs to be. I understand Brown Act limitations. I understand the duties of what the board, a board member is supposed to be doing and what they should not be doing.
Thank you for your comments, sir. The 3 minutes is up.
Okay, thank you.
Morrison, thank you. We have a timekeeper. Maybe I should have mentioned that. Sometimes she can be a little brutal.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I was winding down, honest.
No, and that's fine. Usually, in regular board meetings, she's throwing stuff. So this is actually working out better for us board members. So with that said, again, gentlemen, thank you. So let's go in the order of the applicant, if we may. Are there any follow-up questions for Mr. Pohl?
I've got one, Tim.
Go ahead, sir.
Martin, part of your, the number one stated goal of the board is this reserves, which you spent some time talking about. And quite honestly, I think it's a mess. And I know you did a great job on the RMA board with the finances and the reserve studies. Have you put any thought into what needs to be done here and maybe what differences there are between what we may encounter going forward with a reserve study versus what someone like the RMA board would have seen and had to deal with?
Yeah, I think there is one big thing. All this infrastructure, or most of the infrastructure, is underground. And dealing with that's going to be, I think, a really hard thing. You can find all the above ground stuff that needs to be reserved for, but the underground stuff, you actually kind of need some sort of a condition survey to figure out, you know, how good it is or how bad it is. And then you're going to have to temper that into your reserve study somehow. You could probably find a replacement cost for a stretch of pipe, but you really don't know how to grade the underground infrastructures. I think that's going to be the hardest thing to deal with. There are people that can crunch all those numbers and find costs for you, but that's going to be the hardest one. So I think you got to be real careful who you choose to do that work so that you have something that's valuable to you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Okay, hearing none. Follow-up questions for Mr. Graff.
Or it's John Merchant. Did you serve on the improvements committee?
Yeah. All 3 years that I was on it, I was on the improvements committee. I was also on the personnel committee.
Well, my condolences for that.
That was in some ways that was a lot more reading.
So then you'd be in a position really to to kind of hit the ground running with that. You know what we're doing and how it works and where we're going. I mean, we've kind of over the years dedicated that to an engineer, and we do have two engineers in the process here. So I guess that's kind of a given that that's where this person would be headed. Mm-hmm. That's it, Tim. That's what I have.
I've got one, Tim. Maury, you were on the board in 2015, as I'm reading here. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with a situation right now where the taxes that are coming in for security and drainage, but moreover the taxes that are coming in for security are not paying the bills for security. Mm-hmm. And it appeared that became an issue starting right about that time. Mm-hmm. Were you aware of it, and do you have any thoughts on it, any comments?
Actually, it was discussed, but it recognized that I filled a vacancy that came open in October. And so my first meeting was actually in November of 2015. So by the time I was there, the 2015 budget had been set and approved in June. So yeah, it was a done deal before I got on the board. And there was some discussion, although I have to admit, there was some discussion that this had been done. I was under the impression it had been done for several years. I noticed that Tom's analysis was that it started in the 2015 budget. But obviously, as we started then the 16-17 budget, that was brought up, that there essentially that the security department was not, the fees that we were getting were not commensurate with the costs, the services that were being provided. And so they were essentially augmenting through the other means, the tax component that comes through. So it was known, but I have to admit it was recognized that we were not collecting enough fees to keep the security services that we were providing. And the issue of doing a 213 to go out and raise those rates was, you know, really has been discussed pretty much every year, that it's going to have to happen.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else with a follow-up question?
This is Linda.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't have a question, but I just did want to make a comment because I feel like our current finance committee has been doing a really good job on trying to sort this all out. And Tom Hennig also working on this year's budget. It's not where we want it to be, and it's not what we want it to be, but it is, it's transparent. And the issue of getting it to where it should be as far as reserves are concerned is certainly something that everybody is interested in. But I did want to make a comment to the Finance Committee and to Tom that it's a whole lot better than it was.
Thank you. I would agree with you on the transparency portion of it in our accounting. How we got here or why we got here, I don't know if we're going to be able to answer that question, but I do appreciate that comment, and on behalf of the Finance Committee, I do want to recognize staff immensely for the work that's been done, especially this budget cycle, and the items for the upcoming budget cycle as well. I have just one question for each. I'm going to go back to Martin Pohl. Martin, I get you stated the reserve study, and I guess I'm going to follow up with specific, a little bit more specifics of what you did on the MTI board in that process. Are there similarities between what you've done there to what you just described, or how you described what we're going to have to do for some of our reserve study work?
Keep in mind that it was quite a different league, but when I got on the board, they didn't have enough money to do what they had to do, because there was a whole bunch of roofs that had to be replaced and a whole bunch of houses that needed to be painted and decks to be replaced, and nobody had a handle on it. So we tried to figure out a way to grade all these elements and put them in priorities and figure out how much money we needed over time. And with reserve studies, it's not only that you need some percentage of the total replacement cost, you also need the cash flow to work. And in our case, the cash flow was not working. So there's a slim, the only similarity is that we're dealing with the same subject, but it's CSD's issues are a lot larger.
Thank you. That was a ray of sunshine there. thank you. Mr. Graff, a follow-up question I have with you. As some of you're describing some of your project manager work, and where'd it go? Let me get my notes. When dealing with some of the facilities that you've dealt with, have you dealt with, instead of new construction, any of the older or remodel type of infrastructure work? An example I guess I'm going to give is, I don't see a lot of new infrastructure coming for Marietta right away, but I do see the reserve study where we are going to have to address it from that standpoint.
The program that I was involved in was intended to be a more retrofit and less replace during the course of the program. The reason the budget went up is we ended up replacing more hospitals than retrofitting. But out of 25 hospitals, 13 of them were retrofits. They were able to retrofit exactly what was there. And like I say, these are hospitals, so obviously the construction process was a little complex when you're retrofitting an occupied existing hospital. We replaced less than half. New construction, new hospital is less than half of the program. Most of it, more than half, was retrofit.
All righty. Thank you. Just give me one second. I'm just jotting a couple things down here. All right. Does any of the other board members have any other questions? What I'd like to do, hearing none, Amelia, would you be able to identify if we have somebody that would like to comment during the, I don't know if it's necessarily a testimony, but during the open comment period?
Yes, you want me to say who's commenting?
If they can identify themselves and make whatever their statement's going to be.
Very good, yes.
Okay, that's for you then to start the process.
Is there anyone who has any public comment or testimony? Once again, does anyone have any public comment or testimony?
Hello, is this thing on? Hello?
Hey, we're a couple engineers. We don't have any friends.
Right. Well, I see, and I'm looking at who's on the call, and everyone on the call, there's only one resident who's on the call, and he is familiar with how to unmute himself. He's done it in the past. So with that, I will close public comment or public testimony.
Perfect. And thank you for doing that. Item D then would be 4D. I think this is that part for the directors to kind of deliberate amongst ourselves, if you will. And like I said at the beginning, if we ultimately agree to disagree and it's stalemate, there is a process to take place, or we can move it to director deliberations to the next agenda. We are the 9th, so it would be next week, the 17th. I can work with the GM to get that on the agenda. And again, I'm going to put a short time limit of 5 minutes. So if somebody would like to go first, or if there's some more conversation, then speak amongst ourselves at this point.
Yeah. Hi, Tim. It's John. Only that the only, and thank you to both of these folks for doing this. The only advantage I see to Maury's appointment, and I'd like to put this in context, that we're only talking, I think, about 4 months here. And I don't know if any of these gentlemen has intentions to run for the next board, the next election, which is in November. But if they are, I mean, we're just to keep it in relevance. I mean, I think the application period for that starts in like mid-July, which is only like 5 or 6 weeks away. So we're talking about a real short-term appointment here. And I think the advantage that Maury has in this situation is that he does kind of hit the ground running. We normally start these things with tours and waltzes around the office and meeting with people and getting people up to snuff on committees and doing all these things. And I think we're somewhat constricted at the moment by the fact that we can't even let whoever wins this in the building. I think in the short term, you know, he fills a critical need, probably especially on the improvements committee. That's pretty much a seamless transition for him, as he's been on it for 3 years in a past appointment. So that's really all I have to say. But again, I want to thank both of them for applying. I mean, when you look at the qualifications of both individuals, they're really quite impressive.
Okay, thank you. Anything from Linda or Randy?
I can go. This is Linda. I kind of go along with what John just said. Both very impressive candidates. if you read both of them side by side, you would probably have a hard time identifying. And I do think that the short-term part of this makes it kind of difficult, because we don't have a lot of time to bring somebody up to speed, and we do need somebody on the improvements committee. So that's the differentiating process part of this, is that Maury's been here before, but otherwise it's you know, it would be tough to decide.
Okay, thank you. Randy?
I'll echo all of that. We're very fortunate to have two great candidates like this. Again, I don't think it's a mystery that we're struggling right now with finance and reserves, and I believe Martin fits the need right there, and that's the biggest priority that the board said that they were interested in, and I believe that he would be the best fit for what the board says that they think is important. And that's all I got.
Thank you. I would agree with everything that's been stated. I think that there's definitely advantages with both. The only thing that really jumped out to me was the fiscal stuff that Martin had done from that standpoint. And again, the short-term issue has a lot of intriguing factor, but at the end of the day, I would assume an engineer is an engineer. No offense, Randy. That level of expertise that they're bringing, the only difference I see is the fiscal side of the budgets work that Martin Pohl has done. But with that said, it's I'm not going to say we're at stalemate, but if somebody wants to make a motion, or if we want to have more dialogue as directors over the next week, again, individually, not meeting as a quorum to violate the Brown Act, I'm not necessarily opposed to that, because all it does is push it back 1 week.
Tim, I would suggest that we not have a motion. It sounds pretty clear to me that we're two for one and two for the other, and I don't really care to have to vote no against either of these candidates, because I do believe that they're both more than qualified. So I would be in favor of tabling this, moving it, like you said, to the next meeting's agenda. If we can come up with a way to break the log jam, that's great. Or it goes on to the next step of the process that you were talking about.
Okay.
Thank you. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
In the procedure itself, and I'm not talking about what happens if we reach an impasse and we just stay there. In terms of the way Martin and Maury have both applied for this, is there? Let me back up and say where I'm going. If both of these gentlemen are intending to run again for a full 4-year seat come the application period in July, then is there another alternative where we, and I think I read this, but I'm not clear about it, where we simply pick someone, whether that be Mr. Pohl or be Mr. Graff or someone else, or do we have to go through the very specific process that we went through just now with two candidates applying, making a presentation, public testimony, closed testimony, blah, blah, blah. Can we legitimately pick, or do we have to ask Shanahan that? Suppose we're at an impasse and we want to pick somebody else for 4 months. Somebody perhaps that has no intention of running, but maybe somebody that's had experience on the CSD board before. I mean, could we do that if we wanted to?
I understand the question, John. And again, in a former life, I know that special districts, their boards have done just that, pick somebody other than what the original candidates were. But I'm not sure if we have to go through an application process. So what I can do to that end is I can work back through staff and ask that specific question to Mr. Shanahan and have him lay out a couple of scenarios. What this almost tells me is if I'm not a guy to kick the can down the road. Martin and Morrison, you're not cans, so just take it, you know, figuratively here. I'm not willing to kick it down the road, but I think what you're asking, John, we can get that answer. We'll make it an agenda item, and we can get the answer from legal counsel to us to get a little bit better direction, if you will. And then, like I said, I think we can have some earnest dialogue individually and address it on the regular board meeting of, I've got it Wednesday the 17th. So that gives us just a couple of days to get something back from legal counsel through staff and get it out to the board members.
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate that.
Okay. Linda, do you concur with that?
Yeah, I just don't want to see this go to the point where we are close to the election before we and have not gotten somebody in place. That's all. I like the idea of getting this taken care of by the next general meeting.
Understand. Randy, are you okay with what I just discussed, working with staff, legal counsel, and getting it on the agenda? And with any additional information we get with legal counsel, we can have a little bit more discussion on it next meeting on the 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
Okay. To that end, Amelia, I'll address this to you. We are going to close this special session, and direction is going to be given to staff to work with legal counsel to answer probably the one, maybe two questions that Director Merchant had in there, and I'll work with the GM on the wording of that question. So with that being said, gentlemen, I
you know, if I may,
yes,
I believe we need to go to agenda item number 5, director's comments, suggestions, and then adjourn it with a roll call vote.
Very good. Item number 5, are there any comments, suggestions other than what we've already heard?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Thank you. So with that said, I'd like to make a motion for adjournment. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Would you do
it? Linda Butler seconding the motion. Roll call vote. Director Mabee.
Aye.
Correct.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Director Merchant?
Yes.
And Director Janko?
Aye.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Again, gentlemen, thank you. Amelia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Yeah, thank you.